Welcome, my darling pretties, to our Beyond the Dawn of Business podcast for pretty empowered female entrepreneurs. It's time to step into your power, pretties. Lift each other, support the squad, and choose a life filled with the autonomy and freedom to live your dreams. I'm your host, Dawn Beth, owner and founder of Beyond the Dawn Digital Business Brand and Agency. My coffee is hot and my eyelashes are on, so we are ready to go. Hi, and welcome to today's episode. Today, I am talking to you pretties that are secret or not so secret people pleasers. Little caveat, Brinkley is here with me again today, so you may hear him in the background of the recording. He likes to put his little stamp on these. As much as anyone else now. So, I want to talk to you about people pleasing because there is a massive narrative that's going around and has been around now, especially in the entrepreneurial space, around people pleasing being a bad thing. And I know that the deep, deep down nitty gritty reasons why we people please are not particularly positive. They stem from kind of trauma. They stem from situations whereby we have felt less than, that we're trying to get outside validation. We're trying to change people's perception. And yeah, there's a lot of things to be said for the situation of people pleasing, the reasons for why we feel like we want to do that. And if you're the type of person like I am, I love to dig deep into my own psychology, and I love to try and heal things and understand things and make changes to my life that support mental and emotional well-being and break those, you know, generational curses in terms of the things that I carry with me that are kind of passed down from my family. And if you're like me, then you can fall into this self-help trap. And I'm not saying that I have fallen into this trap fully, but I'm aware of the trap. And I think all of us should be aware of the trap. And this is where we're constantly seeking this new level of healing. We're constantly seeking this new level of being good enough, which in itself is us suggesting that we're not already worthy, that we don't already have value, that we need, again, another set of rules to be in line before we're actually a whole human with, you know, just worthiness built in from birth, which is really how it's supposed to be. The people pleasing element, the reasons why we do the people pleasing may not always be inherently positive, but the heart and the care and the attention to detail that comes from that people pleasing can actually be absolutely wonderful, not just for our businesses, but for our relationships in general. I know in the pursuit of trying to people please that actually I'm more acutely aware of other people's energies. And I saw this amazing quote on Facebook the other day, and it said something along the lines of, you think you're an empath, but you're not really an empath. You've just suffered that much emotional trauma as a child that you learned to read the room and know what other people's emotional and energetic shifts are, which made me giggle to myself because who knows? I've self-identified and self-diagnosed myself as an empath many, many times, and then gone back on the idea many, many times. But that makes sense to me. But I also know that the conversation is quite rife in those ADHD or neurodiverse circles. My ADHD or autistic friends will have conversations with me and we will have that exact same experience. And is that because of, you know, the fact that we're neurodiverse? Who knows? This is also a potential topic. But what I do know is whether those things are correct or not, whether we are empaths or not, or whether it's trauma, baby, like whatever it is, there is a certain element to that that has allowed us a gift. And I am a big believer. I say all of the time, there's always a truffle in the turd. Even if the lesson is difficult, even if the situation is hard, there is something to be learnt from that. And I went through something a couple of weeks ago, a personal emotional situation a couple of weeks ago, where I, on my conscious level, felt entirely like I had an understanding. I felt like I had healed to a certain degree about a particular situation. And I was speaking to my friends and I was speaking to my therapist and I was talking about my situation. And I was talking about it from the angle of, I'm doing really well. I've got this. Like, I'm on top of this. This is great. I'm fine with this. I know what I'm doing. And everything emotionally has settled. And then something came and rocked the boat. And it was a little bit like when you have a friend or a family member and the doctors tell you that the illness that they have is terminal. And you spend whatever time you have preparing yourself emotionally. And say the day before they pass away, you think to yourself, we're ready for this. Okay, we know it's going to happen. We've been preparing. We've been living with this for whatever, 2 months, 6 months, 2 years, whatever. We're ready for this. The preparation for this emotionally and mentally has occurred, and therefore we're ready. And then that person actually passes away. And you realize in that moment when they've gone, you weren't ready. You didn't have a clue. There was no possible way that your emotional and mental state could fully prepare you for that moment. You had to deal with the pain of the moment as it truly happened, because there's only so far you can go until that circumstance has actually occurred. And this is it wasn't this exact situation, it was something far less tragic, but something similar where I was telling myself, I am prepared for this. I know this is going to happen. This is probably already happening and I'm aware of it and it's fine. And then when it occurred, it was devastating, absolutely devastating, to the floor, complete emotional meltdown and breakdown for me. Very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. And I felt like I was trudging through thick quicksand like mud for pretty much a week before that emotional weight of feeling started to lift. And that healing situation that occurred for me was brutal. It was brutal. And now I'm sat here and I'm smiling to myself, because I'm smiling to myself for two key reasons. The first key reason is I'm about 2 weeks out of that feeling now and I feel differently. So if you're listening to this, just as a random caveat in the middle of this episode, if you're listening to this and you're in the thick of something really, really difficult, please just take whatever you need to do for yourself as priority to get through today. Okay, and then just do the same thing tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Let things move. That whole thing of time is a great healer. Is time in itself a great healer? Potentially not. But is your body emotionally, mentally, spiritually, are you set up as the person that you are to be able to move through hard things? Absolutely. But you're probably going to need some processing time. You're probably going to have to allow things to settle. You're probably going to have to need a little bit of time to get through these things. So just keep on going. One more day. And if one more day is too difficult, one more minute, one more hour. Yeah, you know, like, give yourself a massive amount of kindness. I spent pretty much an entire week doing very little other than crying. I just wept constantly. And it got to the point where I was about 4 or 5 days in and I couldn't actually verbally explain to my friends and family who were worried about me and trying to take care of me and trying to make sure I was okay. Couldn't actually verbally explain fully the pain I was in anymore, because all the words had been said and they didn't change. Like, there was nothing to change them. But then I had this great session with my therapist, Jody, who I adore. And we broke out of it a little bit. And I think I wept up the entire session. But it felt different. Now, 2 weeks, I'm sat here and I feel completely different. The world is anew. So that's the first thing. The second thing is the reason why I'm sat here smiling my face off, and I can feel my jaw hurting for the amount of smiling I'm doing right now, is because I have an inner warm light about me right now, and it's radiating. And for me, I feel it kind of in my chest, in my lower chest, almost the top of my tummy. And that comes from the people that love me. And I am so, so lucky. I don't know how I got so lucky, actually. But the people who I have around me absolutely embody love in the way that I've always hoped to be able to experience love. An unconditional, unwavering, constant stream of warmth and care that is just there when you need it. And it doesn't matter how many times you've tapped into that situation before, you can tap into it again and again and again. And nobody thinks you're a burden, and nobody thinks that you're getting on their nerves, and nobody's, you know, withdrawing their love for whatever reason. And that for me, especially in my situation that I'm dealing with in my life and what I'm coming through, that feels so alien, that there isn't conditions to that, that there aren't hoops to jump through for that. There are people just around me that are good people who are taking care of me and lifting me up every single day. And they did that. And now 2 weeks later, I actually have some capacity to lift others again and to be there for other people, which I did not have when I was in the depths of that. I think that care, for me, a lot of it, when I come down to it and I think about my purpose and I think about wanting to help you pretties and have these amazing experiences with our communities and not gatekeep information and to open up interesting discussion that might, you know, create new perceptions and mindsets and, you know, pepper in all that positive psychology that I've learned and just give that back out to the world in a package that hopefully is useful and, you know, creates just this amazing warm feeling out to others as well. That comes a little bit from my people pleasing. Like, I do want to please people. And I feel like there's an edge, almost like a superpower, to the detail that people who truly care do that maybe we don't get much credit for, because we're beating ourselves up all the time about, oh, I'm a people pleaser, I need to stop being a people pleaser. What if on one end of the spectrum, people pleasing can be really damaging, and we acknowledge that people pleasing can be incredibly damaging? And then what about on the other side of that? We think about the fact that actually wanting to please other people, wanting to create positive experiences in other people, and having a desire, a strong desire to do that, actually isn't all bad. Because sometimes I think the very things that have made me who I am, that have given me the opportunities that I've had, that have allowed me to consider a completely different lifestyle and environment, have come from all of these different things. And when we think about that, and we think about how that occurs in people, what if none of that stuff is actually bad? What if that perfect set of criteria that is put together allows you the opportunity to create something different in the world, create something that's a little bit more nuanced, create something that just gives off a different light? And I'm not suggesting we throw ourselves under the bus either, because obviously that's not good. But maybe we don't take those things and use them as a stick to beat ourselves with, because the whole badge of honor that comes with recovering people pleaser, if you're recovering from the negative aspects and you recognize that you're motivation for people pleasing might not come from the healthiest place, then absolutely that makes sense, right? But don't ditch the good stuff that you get from that experience. Don't ditch that, because that stuff might just be the thing that sets you apart. That might just be the thing that gives you the opportunity to change the world. And I think we need to be humble, but we also need to be proud of certain aspects of our psyche. And being humble is a beautiful, wonderful thing, but also being proud of the good things that we have is absolutely key to feeding and maintaining our self-esteem, especially in a time in history when self-esteem and confidence, genuine self-esteem, not fake ego, but actual, genuine, pure self-esteem, confidence that comes from a good place that doesn't need to trash anybody else down to get there, is at an all-time low. Maybe we just allow ourselves to relish in the good parts of being a people pleaser, whilst also acknowledging that perhaps there are some things that we need to work on that got us to that space. I think one of the most interesting conversations I've had in 2024 is with an entrepreneurial friend who's doing very, very well for herself. When we discussed the things that have happened to us that have actually forced us forward, the failures that have propelled us forward, the feelings that have propelled us forward, often the hardships that have propelled us forward. And there is a scary feeling in who are we without our trauma? Who are we without that experience? Who are we without that situation? Like, would we still be the people that we are today? And the answer is no. And that's why, rather than trying to take away all of the pieces and change everything about yourself entirely, what if we just made a conscious effort to be proud of the good stuff and to use the good stuff and to recognize that, okay, the reason we walked down this street might have been to get away from something horrific. And that wasn't great. But we walked away and we walked down this street, and now we're here. We have to be grateful for that redirect. Got to be grateful for that situation, because so often it is those things that move us. It is those things that actually provide for us the circumstance from which we find ourselves in a much better position. Perhaps if you look at your own situation, you can see that for yourself too. And maybe we won't feel so ashamed about being people pleasers and just feel happy that we actually care enough and we have enough heart that we really want people to be pleased. If you're loving our Pretty podcast, come on over to Social Pretties, our online safe house and sisterhood community. It's a safe space where female entrepreneurs connect and thrive in a warm, welcoming fold of pretty amazing women. You'll find an easy redirect in the description, and I can't wait to see you in there. And depending on where you're listening right now, we would love it if you would click subscribe or follow so that you can be the first to know when our new podcasts come out.